Growing fears over the future of democracy in Sri Lanka have emerged as President Mahinda Rajapakse, recently elected in a landslide, ordered opposition leader and former army chief Sarath Faneska arrested on charges of treason and conspiracy. Other high-ranking retired military officers have also been arrested. The arrests came as Rajapakse's ruling coalition is seeking a two-thirds majority in parliamentary elections this April. The supermajority would give the president nearly unlimited power to remake the country in the aftermath of the victory over the Tamil Tigers guerrilla movement last spring. The arrest and pending court-martial of Faneska, the lead military commander against the Tamil Tigers, came as the retired general expressed an openness to testify about alleged war crimes by Sri Lankan soldiers during the final offensive against the Tamil rebel group. The United Nations estimates 7,000 civilians were killed in the final months of the nation's civil war. A usually divided opposition united to mobilize a protest against the crackdown. Protesters faced off against pro-government militia and were broken up by police using water cannon and tear gas. Human rights groups like Amnesty International and governments promoting peace in Sri Lanka, such as Norway, France, and the U.S., all condemned the crackdown on the opposition. The right-wing blogosphere is still buzzing about Executive Order 12425, signed by President Obama in December. The one-paragraph order gives Interpol, the Paris-based international law enforcement agency, special privileges in the United States, such as an exemption from the Freedom of Information Act. TV commentator Glenn Beck, the National Review magazine, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich have railed against this obscure order to fuel a right-wing attack against President Obama. Right-wingers feel the administration seeks to use Interpol as its own secret police against conservative activists. Yet Interpol doesn't have the right to arrest American citizens. Right-wing overreaction made its way to Capitol Hill as Michigan Republican Congressman Mike Rogers introduced a resolution seeking the repeal of the executive order. Rogers, a former FBI agent, says the order would tie the hands of law enforcement, a claim denied by Interpol. According to Mother Jones magazine, the campaign against the Interpol executive order feeds into other conspiracy theories, like the one claiming that Obama was really born in Kenya and is not an American citizen. Conservative state legislators have introduced state sovereignty bills declaring independence from the federal government under the 10th Amendment and threatening to secede in the event the federal government declares martial law. The Washington Post reports a new gay underground in the U.S. military is growing, while there is increased reluctance by commanders to expel homosexual soldiers under the Pentagon's current Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. In the war zone in Iraq, an email group includes a database for gay and lesbian soldiers to post their instant messaging screen names and the bases where they are posted. In addition, a growing number of gay soldiers have disclosed their sexual orientation to superiors and fellow soldiers. The Pentagon is currently reviewing the policy after President Obama's call for ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell in his State of the Union address. With resources stretched thin in wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, frontline commanders are reluctant to expel gay soldiers who have valuable skills, such as an ability to speak Arabic. Expulsions from Don't Ask, Don't Tell have fallen 30% since the 9/11 terror attacks. Public opinion polls also show strong support for gays serving in the U.S. military. But there is a high level of fear among gay soldiers, and few are expected to come out if the ban on gays in the military is lifted. There is a concern that there could be a negative impact on promotions and evaluations. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski. Thank you.